Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family. From the crown of bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of Fritz and Pete. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba doo time, a dabba doo time, we'll have a gay old time.
Now, if you'll be a good girl and take your nap, Pebbles, Daddy'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, there lived a handsome young king in shining armor. This handsome king searched everywhere for his beautiful daughter, Princess Snow White. But Snow White had been found asleep in the forest by seven dwarfs who brought her to their little house. But alas, the poor little princess had been given a poisoned apple by the wicked queen. When Snow White took a bite of the poisoned apple, she yawned and fell into a deep sleep. Until one day, the handsome king arrived, and the dwarfs quickly let him in. The dwarfs hoped the handsome king could break the queen's spell. The king picked up Snow White, and as soon as he kissed her, she awakened. And so the handsome king and his beautiful daughter Snow White lived happily ever after. Well, come on, my little Snow White. It's Betty-bye time.
Caca?
Caca? She talked. She said dada. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Wilma! Hey, Wilma! She did it!
All right, who did that?
Wilma, where are you?
Right here, Fred. What's the matter?
It's Pebbles, Wilma. She did it.
Did what?
Spoke her first words. Wilma, our little baby can talk.
Really? What'd she say?
Gaga.
Gaga. Oh, she was trying to say mama, wasn't she?
Oh, no, she wasn't. Come inside and hear what she calls her daddy. See, what did I tell you? She's saying papa clear as a bell.
You were saying, Fred?
Caca.
Well, how else would she say papa at her age? You know, Wilma, I've been thinking.
Yes, Fred?
These days, kids grow up before you know it. You have to plan ahead.
So? Let's go, boys. Knit one, purl two, knit one, purl two.
So, I just sent for some information.
Miss Rockingstone School for Young Ladies. Pebbles isn't a young lady. She's a baby, remember?
So she'll grow out of it, won't she? Listen to this. Here at Miss Rockingstone's, we take pride in turning out young ladies of breeding and culture. How does that sound?
Sounds stuffy and expensive. That's fine, boy. Thank you.
My daughter's going to have the best of everything. For her, there's going to be only one word. Class.
Did someone call?
Oh, no.
Scooby-dooby-doo. I'm here. Hiya, Fred. Wilma. Hiya, kid. Hey, those tricks, huh?
Watch it, Barney. That's a baby, not a bowling ball.
Oh, she ain't?
Oh, Barney, there you go with that ain't again.
And what's wrong with ain't?
Oh, let's just skip it, huh, Barney?
Hey, what's the matter, Fred? You sick or something?
No, just overwhelmed by your display of grammatical ignorance.
Oh, boy, that sounds bad. Hey, I'll tell you what, Fred. Let's go bowling. Yeah, you'll feel like a new man.
Barney, there are other things in life besides bowling.
There are? Oh, yeah. Well, how's about a little game of pool, huh? Hey, what do you say, kid? You want to shoot a little pool with your Uncle Barney? Oh, devil's in his side pocket. Hey, stick with me, kid. I'll learn you all the trick shots. Scooby dooby 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 doo.
Cut it out, Barney. You're too rough.
Oh, yeah, sure thing, Fred. I'm sorry. So, you don't want to play pool, huh?
No, Barney, not tonight.
A little poker?
No.
Well, you don't want to play cards or nothing, but it's our night out, Fred.
Hey, you night out without me. I'm busy.
Oh, I don't get it. What else is there left to do?
I am going to stay home and read a book.
Oh, well, okay, Fred. I know when I'm not wanted, so, I'll see you later. Huh?
Sure, Barney. Much later.
Fred, that was your best friend you just insulted.
Yeah. It's time I started choosing more educated friends.
Fred, what has gotten into you?
Kids imitate what they hear, Wilma. Do you want your daughter sounding like Barney Rubble?
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Next thing you know, she'll be going around saying Scooby-doo. Pebbles! What did you say?
Shoo.
Oh, no, Pebbles. Remember, you're a little lady.
Scooby-dooby-doo.
Pebbles, stop that.
Hey, Pokey.
Wait, Poker, please, Pebbles, please say gaga like you used to, please.
Scooby-dooby.
Enough, that does it. Wilma, tomorrow this house goes up for rent.
What?
Scooby-dooby.
Before my child picks up any more bad habits, we are moving.
What are you talking about?
We are getting away from this house and the uncouth neighbors that go with it.
Uncouth neighbors?
Have you ever seen a guy with less couth than Barney? And what he hasn't got, he's giving my daughter.
Fred, I hope you're kidding.
I'm not kidding. I've been thinking about it, and I made up my mind. For Pebble's sake, Wilma, the Flintstones are moving up in the world. Thanks a lot. We'll get right over there.
Shouldn't we have found another house before we rented ours, Fred?
We did find one, Wilma. I just signed a lease.
Without looking at it.
Now, don't you worry, sweetheart. I told you the Flintstones were moving up in the world. Well, there it is.
Fred! Have you lost your mind? That's a mansion.
Yeah, and we can move in right away. It's completely furnished.
We can't afford it.
It's a bargain, Wilma. It's got your own private swimming pool, your own private tennis court, your own private steam room.
And your own private bank, I hope.
Don't worry about it, Wilma.
But you signed a lease.
Means nothing, sweetheart. Old Fred will take care of everything.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Hey, get a load of this. How about them for neighbors? Class, eh?
Gaga?
Gaga.
You see that already? Pebbles is meeting the right kind of people.
Fred, we can't possibly keep up with all of this. I don't feel comfortable up here, Fred, and I miss Betty and Barney already.
Wilma, will you please relax? For Pebble's sake, we've got to make new friends.
Hi-ho there.
Here comes a guy next door. He's our landlord. Now, just let me do the talking.
Tenants, anyone? I think that was a sniffy one, don't you? I am Reggie Von Slayton III, and you must be,
Frederick J. Flintstone, IV, and this is Mrs. Flintstone.
The first.
Well, shall we go inside?
What about Dino?
I was just getting to that. Say, Van Slayton, I forgot to ask, but dogs are okay, aren't they?
Oh, I'm terribly fond of dogs.
Well, that's swell, because we got a dog we're keeping with friends until we move.
No pets of any kind allowed. It is in the lease you signed.
Fred Flintstone?
Up, Egbert. Upstairs, you'll find the nurse's room.
Now, all we've got to find is the nurse.
The butler's and maid's quarters are separate, naturally.
Oh, naturally.
Down, Egbert.
Down, Egbert.
Of course, the pièce de résistance is the game room.
Pièce de résistance?
Here's the game room. Pool, anyone?
Shoot pool?
Shoot pool, pebbles!
Scooby-Doo!
Pebbles, now just be quiet and play like a good girl, huh? The things kids pick up from the servants these days.
One, two, three, four.
Say, that's quite a pool table you have there.
Yes, indeed. Always meant to learn this game.
Oh, would you like me to show you?
Fred?
Would you? Say, now that's a peachy idea. Oh, I'd like that.
Rack 'em up, pal.
Eat!
Let's start with a little game called Eight Ball.
Oh, is it for money?
Yeah. I tell you what, just for fun, we'll play for this month's rent.
Oh, that sounds sporting. How do we begin?
Well, if you hold your cue like this and you shoot like this.
Oh, I get it. You hold your cue like this and you shoot like this. Beginner's luck. I'll have another go at it.
Boy, you sure learn fast, don't you?
Oh, I guess this is just my lucky day. That's 2 months' rent, Mr. Flintstone.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I must toddle off now. I'm sure you want to relax and start enjoying your new home.
Oh, I've started enjoying it already.
Apparently, so has your child.
Pebbles! Gotcha!
That was a priceless antique vase.
Accidents will happen, right, Mr. Van Slyton?
Right, Mr. Flintstone. Of course, according to your lease, you're responsible for any damage.
Pebbles didn't read the lease. She's only a baby.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Flintstone. Pebbles won't get the bill. You will.
Oh, boy.
Betty, you're kidding. The man who rented our house moved out?
Mm-hmm. He got transferred and left this morning. Say, Wilma, maybe you could come home now.
Not a chance. We signed a lease.
Well, how long can Fred keep it up?
As long as our money and our lend-lease policy holds out.
Lend-lease?
We lease the house and lend to the neighbors. I have never seen such a bunch of freeloaders.
For heaven's sake, answer the door.
It's the doorbell, Betty. The freeloaders are here. Call you later.
Gracious, it's hot.
Me for a dip in the pool.
Beastly out. Wilma, darling, bring us something cool to drink.
Personally, I prefer this tennis court to the Rockabills.
Oh, Wilma's a much better cook.
I'm all out of tennis balls. You have some, don't you, Wilma?
I don't know about you, but I haven't eaten since lunch. I'm starving.
Wilma, sweet, I forgot to bring back your bathing suit. Have you another I can wear today?
How's about some snacks, Wilma, before we...
Boy, what a day. This working overtime's getting rough. But it's worth it. Just to start, Pebbles off on the right foot. Wilma, what's going on?
Is this what you ordered, Percy?
Oh, no, my dear. I said terra tuna with mayonnaise.
Oh, sorry.
Wilma, who are these people?
Just some neighbors, Fred.
All these people can't be our neighbors. They must have imported some from overseas.
These are the people you wanted us to know.
Yeah, I wanted to know them, not support them.
Come on, Freddy, don't just stand there.
Huh? Hey, put me down! What the...
Everybody into the pool.
Hey, get me out of here! Wilma!
Sorry, you'll have to... to wait your turn.
My son tells me you're in construction, Mr. Flintstone.
Huh? Oh, yeah, you might say I'm pretty big in rocks and gravel.
Rocks and gravel? Ugh, sounds awfully messy.
I'm sure he doesn't actually go down to the place, Reggie. Do you, Mr. Flintstone?
No, of course not. I just phone my instructions in.
Naturally.
We so rarely have an opportunity to talk to someone who actually works for a living.
Well, it's not that I need to, you understand. With me, it's just sort of a hobby.
That does it. I'm going home, Fred.
Wilma, wait! Wait for me! Wilma! Let's face it, Flintstone. Wilma's right. We don't belong up on that hill. I pretend to be someone I'm not and make a complete fool of myself. A big fool. A big fat fool.
So who's arguing?
Quitting time. I'm going straight home and tell Wilma that we are going back where we belong. Wilma, I'm home. Wilma! This place would make a mausoleum seem like an amusement park. Used to be I'd come home and old Barney'd be raiding my icebox. Ah, Peg, but Pebbles would be crying nice and loud. Dino jump all over me and knock me down. I didn't know how good I had it. Wilma, I want to talk to you. I've been thinking.
Oh, no. Don't tell me we're going up in the world again. I refuse to keep house in a palace.
Not up, Wilma, and not down either. Just back to where we belong.
Oh, Fred, you mean we're going home? Back to Betty, Barney, and Dino?
If they'll have us.
Oh, I'm so happy. What changed your mind? You were so determined to have the best for Pebbles.
She has the best. You're her mother, aren't you? And I'm her daddy. What more does she need?
Not a thing, Fred. Oh, I can't wait to call Betty and tell her right away. Wait a minute. We can't move back. We signed a lease.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that, too. So tomorrow night, we are going to have a dinner party.
Oh, Fred, I can hear those wheels turning now.
Strange, Reggie. No lights on in front.
Come on around the back, folks. Oh, the rest of the company's in the kitchen.
The kitchen?
What in the world?
Hiya, folks. Come in and meet the family. This here's my cousins, Betty Sue and Barney Luke.
Howdy.
My word.
Howdy. Ain't rockin' corner pocket.
Mother!
Courage, Reggie. Remember, you are a Van Slayton.
Took him longer than usual to find us this time.
Find you?
Yeah, every time we move, they find us and move in.
But why?
Well, they don't believe in working either. And seeing as they're family, we get stuck with them. It's the way of the hill.
Sit down and relax, folks. We're just one big family. Here, have something to eat.
Call off this monster.
That there ain't no monster, Liddy. That there's my dog.
Best dang bird dog we'ns ever had.
Mr. Flintstone, I told you no pets were allowed in this house.
Gol dang, He ain't no pet. He's one of the family.
Where we go, he goes, and we're here
to stay. They found us fair and square. We can't get rid of him now.
Why not?
Because, ooh-wee, it's the law of the hills.
And we upholds the law of the hills.
Gracious, I want these awful people out of here by tomorrow. All of them.
I quite agree, Mother. Here's your lease, Flintstone. I expect you and this menagerie out of here by morning.
Go get him, boy! Yippee! Best darn hound dog I ever had.
Goodness, we're back where we belong.
Yeah, with Betty and Barney Rubble. The most wonderful neighbors in the world. What do you say to that, Pebbles?
Scooby-dooby-doo.
You said it, sweetheart. You said a mouthful.
Time.